You entered my life unexpectedly. Two people who crossed paths and chose to share passion and desire without the promise of anything more. An undeniable attraction, a natural alignment of chemistries was there from the moment we first laid eyes upon one another. Denying that felt foolish. When I woke up the other day, the daylight creeping in through the blinds, the first thing I noticed was the way my skin still felt slightly sore where your hands had gripped me most. Before I noticed, I was smiling and tracing the lines of my curves just as you had, reminiscing on your touch. That touch alone ignites something deep inside me. The heat flushing my face and radiating through my skin, with shivers running down my spine. It will be a constant reminder of how your touch sets my body on fire. Only the other night, as I laid in your arms, felt your kisses on my skin, and swooned over the sweet nothings you'd whispered in my ear. The image of you flashes through my mind all day. The way you run your hands through my hair and down the sides of my neck. Your tongue dances on my lower lip, just for you to bite me in the next moment, earning yourself that little gasp that you seem to enjoy so much. How you look up at me while you hold my hands down, eating me like a man who's been starved, telling me I'm not allowed to touch you, just so you can enjoy yourself in peace. Seeing how you revel in my pleasure, taking it and making it yours. We haven't known each other for long, and still you already understand my body as if you've known it for years. Every touch, kiss, lick, and bite placed just right, teasing me for what feels like an eternity, telling me that if I begged you, might just give me more. Praising me when I finally do, as if you know what it does to me. There's a moment that keeps flashing back in my head, pulling my thoughts away when I should be focused on other things. Maybe you already have an idea of the moment I'm talking about. Do you remember? We were just staring into the night, admiring the skyline, your arms wrapped around me, silently enjoying the moment. But then, you let your hands wander, and I didn't feel like stopping you. I never do. One hand played with my soaking cunt, your arms wrapping around me more tightly. I guess you must have remembered that the window was open. And I must have gotten too loud for your liking, since you decided to muffle my moans with your other hand. For a few moments, at least. All the while, you were whispering how good I was being for you, how I should just let go and fall apart because you've got me. When I do fall apart, your hand moves around my neck, choking me softly. And my sounds are a quiet song in the silence of the night, your name falling from my lips like prayer. And now I'm thinking about it. There's the time that you had me sit on your lap, back facing you, just making me come on your fingers over and over. My head falls back onto your shoulder, my mouth hangs open, my eyes are filled with need and desperation. And then your lips curve into that devilish smile. You imitate my whines and whimpers and give me a knowing nod. No more words needed, as we know I'm about to fall apart for you again. And just when I think I'm at my limit, I can't take any more. You tell me how proud you are. and that you're convinced I can give you one more. Hearing your moans and curses under your breath when I return the favour. Do you know you make the sweetest sounds when you beg me not to stop? When you throw your head back in pleasure and your hands tangle themselves in my hair, gripping tighter as I tip you over the edge. Seeing you smile down at me as you enjoy the view, telling me how good I am for you. Hearing your breath hitch in your throat when our eyes meet and I smile back. Makes me want to never stop sucking your cock. I never thought it would be so easy to surrender these intimate parts of myself to someone new. Never thought I would feel so safe. But you showed up in my life, and before I realised what was happening, we'd begun opening up parts of ourselves. Our souls getting to know each other's passions and fears carefully. Two people, broken and guarded by their past, finding solace in each other's arms, neither of us ready to commit to more. So when we lie there, our breath the only audible noise in the room, bodies tangled, soft strokes up arms and down sides. I ask myself if you question it too, how naturally we fit. How easy it is to be around one another. Unsaid thoughts fill the atmosphere, and as we look up at each other, something else lingers behind the desire. We're not ready to explore it. Instead, you grab me by the chin. You know I'm unable to protest as you silently ask to claim my body again. When you pull me on top of you, silently ordering me to ride you, I don't hesitate, I can't hesitate. My eagerness to pleasure you knows no limits. The way your brows furrow, your mouth slightly gapes as I sink myself on your length, is an image that will stay with me, that I will use for my own pleasure. Your look filled with appreciation and tinged with longing. You softly grab my hips, asking me not to stop as I set into a steady rhythm. As we keep looking into each other's eyes, we don't need words. A synchronicity finding us and taking hold in the moment. As if someone stopped time and suddenly there was nothing but you and me. And our desire. We both feel we're not going to last long. The passion becoming all-consuming, thrusts becoming sloppier, and kisses laced with moans. What tips me over is when I feel our climax approaching. It's the way your eyes don't leave mine. One hand moves from my hip to my face, cupping my chin. If I could have remained in that moment for all eternity, I would have. Alas, as we hold each other and our breath slowly calms, the clock keeps ticking and the soft glimmer of a breezy autumn morning sneaks through the window. We doze in each other's arms, fingers intertwined as you hold me from behind. It brings me peace and comfort. All whilst tearing at my heartstring. A question in my head repeats itself. How long can I share my body without losing my heart? But if you never try, you never know. So I embark on the journey with you. My skin aching and burning for your touch. While I tell my heart not to think too loudly. When I gather my things to leave, I'm not sure when I'll see you next, and that's okay for now. the comfort we provide being more physical than emotional, although denying that there is something more is a lie. We keep dancing the dance, one filled with passion and need, but always tinged with fear and hesitation. Both of us carrying wounds still fresh from times we opened up and trusted, committed only to see that we were being used and ultimately betrayed. The traces of your touch will keep my skin burning and my dreams filled with our encounters until I get to feel you again.